An elite boarding school in Massachusetts has spent hundreds of thousands of dollars renovating its library. Cushing Academy wasn't just redoing the walls and carpets or modernizing the stacks. It was getting rid of the actual physical books. The school's library has gone digital. And that has some librarians and book lovers worried, as Tina Antolini reports from member station WFCR.
If you happened into the Cushing Academy library a year ago, you would have found the pretty typical hushed atmosphere and tall stacks of books. But that's not the case anymore.
Here I'm in the middle of the library, and this is what it sounds like.
I love it here.
There's a new cafe where the circulation desk used to be, where there once were bookshelves. Students now sit in easy chairs, studying or watching three new flat-screen TVs. It's all part of what really have been two substantial changes at Cushing's library. The first is getting rid of the stacks, most of them anyway. And the second is to transform this place into a hub of activity to give what's now a largely virtual library a physical home and gathering space. Sophomore Elsie Eastman says she's here all the time now.
I remember last year I barely went to the library. Like, I loved the library. I just never really went.
Dean of Academics Susie Carlisle says school officials had noticed that. She says surveys they conducted showed students weren't turning to printed materials for research. They were immediately going online.
And part of our desire to move in this direction is to meet the students where they are most comfortable. And it's our responsibility as well to help students understand the emerging technologies that they are going to be faced with.
Carlisle says the library is trading its 20,000-volume collection for a database of millions of digital books. All students can access those books, either through the 68 Amazon Kindles cycling around campus or on the laptop that each student is provided. Headmaster James Tracy says Cushing's change has already upped their circulation numbers, and he says it's giving students access to the content of books that matters, not the format.
If I look outside my window and I see a student reading Chaucer under a tree, it is utterly immaterial to me whether they are doing so by way of a Kindle or by way of a paperback.
The library's scrapping of printed books brought a surge of online indignation when it was announced last summer. Tracy says that's no surprise. He shares a love of books and what he calls a nostalgic attachment to flipping the pages. But some bibliophiles say it's not just nostalgia. Camilla Alire is president of the American Library Association. While she's all for libraries riding the wave of technological changes, she says the issue here is how far Cushing went.
In terms of making that particular school library an either or. Students learn differently, and some students will take to digital resources and information technology like a duck takes to water. And then there are other students who learn by turning the pages, by handling the materials.
Plus, Alire says most schools couldn't afford Cushing's move. Tom Corbett, the executive director of Cushing's Library, doesn't dispute that, though he says the price is coming down every day. In fact, he says resources are why Cushing decided to go whole hog for digital.
In order for librarians to really do a good job, an exceptional job of focusing on online resources, they really need to move away from some of the other priorities they've had in the past. And managing a large print collection is a lot of work.
But how the library manages its new digital collection is still largely a work in progress, as is how the students receive it. Five lit students clustered around a library table with their digital readers before them were a little ambivalent. They like their Kindles, but they don't love them. They say annotating is slow and annoying. And sophomores Cameron Akers and Thomas Pacheco are not totally convinced this change is the way the school should be going.
Without the books, kind of lose the feel of the library. It's a great study place, but I don't feel like I can read here anymore.
And also, like, it's not really quiet anymore like a usual library is anyway.
Yeah, a lot more distractions.
Whether their school is the vanguard of the 21st century or not, some Cushing Academy students are still eager for the shush of a librarian and the immersion in a good, old-fashioned book. For NPR News, I'm Tina Antolini in Western Massachusetts.
This is NPR, National Public Radio.